One man is dead, three others injured after a head-on crash in Tuscarawas County Monday afternoon. The Highway Patrol says 24-year-old Dalton Miller of West Lafayette died when his car crossed left of center and struck a northbound vehicle on Stone Creek Road in York Township. Pastor in Miller's car was taken to Mercy Hospital, while the other driver was transported to Akron General Medical Center. Two-year-old in the second vehicle was treated at the scene. All occupants were using seatbelts. The wreck is under investigation. Authorities say a missing man has been found safe. 81-year-old Ronald Smith drove away from his home on 13th Street Northwest in Canton Monday night. Smith suffers from dementia. No details of his recovery were released. Stark County's unemployment rate rose slightly in January. Ohio Job and Family Services reports the jobless figure reached 5%, up from 4.4% in December, but below 5.7% from January 2025. Other area counties also saw increases. Carroll's rate jumped to 5.4%, Columbiana to 5.5%, Mahoning to 6.5%, Portage to 4.9%. Statewide, Ohio's unemployment rate dipped to 4.3%. Figures were delayed by the government shutdown. Alliance City Council has scheduled a return vote on employee contracts for their April 20th meeting. Lawmakers rejected the agreements last month over concerns about how pay raises would be funded. On Monday, with members Sheila Cherry and Philip Mastriani absent, lawmakers also took no action on other union contracts. An amended list of roadways for the 2026 resurfacing and overlay program or renewal of a tax abatement agreement. Now, the business council approved two appointments, William Cunyon to the UDAG Revolving Loan Committee and John Gross to the Civil Service Commission. Louisville City Council has passed new legislation banning the feeding of wildlife. The ordinance passed Monday prohibits leaving out food or garbage that could attract animals such as deer, geese, or raccoons, with an exception for elevated feeders for songbirds. The rule applies within 200 feet of public property and 150 feet of other private property. The move follows guidance from the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. In other action, council approved an 18-month electric aggregation rate of 10.53 per kilowatt hour, and newly named member Mike Johnson was sworn in by Mayor Councilmember Corey Streets. The city of Canton will acquire the downtown AEP building for $1. Council approved the deal Monday. The repository reports it includes the five-story building at 301 Cleveland Avenue Southwest and associated parking lots. AEP will lease one floor back, keeping employees downtown. City officials plan to study the building for operating costs and future use, with renovations to follow. Possible uses include a first-floor safety center, on-site evidence storage, and additional city departments. Officials say the acquisition will preserve downtown office space, ensure jobs remain in the area, and support long-term urban revitalization. Massillon City Council putting the brakes on data center development. Lawmakers unanimously approved a 180-day moratorium Monday. The Independent reports the measure temporarily halts new permits while officials review and possibly update zoning rules. Council also approved a 10-year, 50% tax credit for Babcock and Wilcox, which plans to build a hydrogen production facility at the Massillon Energy and Technology Park. Construction could begin as early as this spring. Canton man formally charged with four felony counts involving obscene material with minors. The indictment from a Stark County grand jury accuses 34-year-old William Blackovich of Canton of selling or providing obscene material and possessing similar material in July 2025. He was arrested Friday and is slated for arraignment this Friday in Common Pleas Court. A Robertsville woman has pleaded no contest to an arson charge. 53-year-old Felicia Board entered the plea Monday in Alliance Municipal Court. Sentencing is scheduled tomorrow. Board was accused of setting fire to a tarp attached to a garage on Lincoln Street Southeast in Paris Township Saturday night. Property owner provided video showing the fire, which caused less than $1,000 in damage. Christopher Fraser has taken over as village manager in Sebring. His first day on the job was Monday, replacing Tim Gabrielsik, who stepped down after 3 years to pursue other opportunities. Fraser most recently held the same position at Delta, Ohio. Village Council met in special session to appoint Gabrielsik as assistant manager until April 16th to help with the transition. Council also held a second reading on changes to the public records policy, setting fees of up to $75 an hour for police body camera and vehicle video requests. Authorities took two men into custody in connection with a stabbing outside the Mahoning County Jail. 28-year-old Lavelle Collins, 22-year-old Julian Van Fossen were accused of stabbing a man March 19th as he left the lockup. They were secretly indicted last week on attempted murder and other charges. Both scheduled to be arraigned today in Common Pleas Court. Van Fossen was arrested March 30th, while Collins was stopped and detained Saturday by Liberty Township Police during a traffic stop.